Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been kind of struggling with something every single morning, and we have a new building, and my studio is in this new building. And well, we don't own the building. And thanks to recession after recession, we won't go there. But I have a studio located in a location that I go to every morning. I don't do this out of my house. Early days, I did it out of my house when, again, economy was better. So I have a studio. Studio's great, yeah? Studio's good. It's good. Yeah, got new digs. And so the parking situation is a little bit different. So the building that is owned by a fantastic person, right, is in a complex, and the complex has these rules on parking. And they decide to have labeled parking spaces. Now, I've never liked labeled parking spaces. A lot of people like them. They're like, okay, wait a second here, you know? You got your name on your parking space. I don't want my name on my parking space. If I cut somebody off, and then I go and I park in a Dr. Dahlia parking space, everybody knows that's my car. So I don't want to park in, you know, yeah. Plus, if you have a business, my husband has an office, if you have a business and you only get parking spaces that are marked with your name on it, then that's all you get. You know, you got to be careful what you wish for. You don't want to ask for parking spaces with your name on it. What you want is no name on anybody's parking, so then if people come, they can all park wherever. So today I'm running late, and I had some issues with the pets again and kids, and my toenail ripped off, not sure what happened, so I'm late. And I come in to the complex, and there is no parking, and there usually is parking. And there's been kind of this little behavior going on with the other businesses in the complex, where any sort of empty space that's not marked, they will take, even though they have marked parking for them, because they want to maximize their few spaces that they have. So all the unmarked parking is taken. And I'm late. I mean, I got to get on air. Look how many people I have, what, 2-3 people listening to the show that really want me to come on when I'm supposed to come on. So there's a parking place, and it says Allstate on there. And it's the only parking space that's non-handicapped that's open. So you know what? I take it. Do I have Allstate insurance? I think I do. So I could always kind of play dumb, and I could say, yeah. Well, you know, I thought if you have Allstate insurance, you get to park in that spot. That's kind of a perk to having the insurance. So I took that spot, and I just felt all eyes on me. I felt that every single eye within that complex of every single building, every story, whatever, was looking at me. And I didn't run. I walked with confidence into my building so then I could go to my studio because I was in a hurry. And then I was like, oh, my God, I parked in a parking place that wasn't mine. Now, is that technically a crime? Is that a violation? Are you allowed to park in somebody else's parking place that has a name on it? I mean, can Allstate call the cops? So now I'm all worried, and I'm going to be, like, in between every single commercial, running outside to see if I need to move my car for an open spot. But, you know, there's all this crime going on where, you know, people are shooting. We're going to talk about some of the latest crime sprees that's been going on, that people are shooting other people, or they're resisting arrest, or they're accidentally shooting people, or they're rioting, or they're doing whatnot all over. There's all these crimes, And the funny thing I noticed, there's a huge disparity on who seems to get in trouble and who seems to have, you know, the eye of the law on them, such that when some of us really, really good law-abiding people do something so small, we are like freaked out, just freaked out. And I know it's stupid, it's just a parking place issue, but I gotta tell you something. I feel like I am going to take some heat for this one. I'm gonna get into some real, real bad, I'm gonna have some real, real bad consequences just for doing something like that. And, you know, I'm looking at crime as a whole, because unfortunately we have some major issues we need to address and we need to reform. And, you know, having people that, you know, die when they didn't have to die, or people committing crimes and doing it multiple times and, you know, being able to commit more crimes, like that one gentleman that I think he killed his mother and then he starts beating up somebody in the middle of Manhattan. You know, I think we have a huge disparity on how we approach crime. And the idea of, okay, if you do something bad, we're going to make your life miserable, or you're going to be in jail, that might be the wrong way about it. Yet you're hearing other people on the other side of the spectrum say we need to reward people for not doing crimes. What we need to do is maybe pay them. There's some cities that have been, throughout the decades, flirting with or even trialing these ideas where you actually pay people to not commit crimes. And I think that's wrong too. I mean, you know, you shouldn't have to, you know, pay somebody to not commit a crime, because if the money runs out, then they feel like, all right, well, the money ran out, so I'm going to go ahead and do a crime. So I think maybe what we need to do is reevaluate what we are, one, calling crimes, right? Number, because obviously I feel like I'm like, I did something really, really bad parking in an Allstate parking place. Right? But two, I think we need to kind of get to the root of why people are committing crimes. Why do we have people killing other people? Why do we have people beating up other people? Why do we have people stealing? Bernie Madoff just died, 82 years old, infamous for his Ponzi schemes. And why do we have such a wide array of crimes, and why do people do them? Why do people do them repeatedly? And I think there's some underlying psychology there. I know what there is, that is completely getting ignored, and or maybe not addressed, because we don't want to dare address that. And our approach to crime, and I know I'm coming up on a commercial, but we're going to be talking about this, can, I think, be multifaceted, but unfortunately, it's going to also have to be kind of surgically precise on how we address certain crimes. And instead, we have this disparity of, well, jail time, and don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-9-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so good. I got the car taken care of. Hallelujah. I was able to move it. Now I feel good. Now I can breathe. Now I can be all comfortable. Gosh, man. All right. It's a little windy out there. Man, it's windy. Okay, so the reason why we need to talk about crime, just not me or you in general, but everybody, is because the way we're approaching crime, the way we're approaching law enforcement, the way we're approaching mental illness is, I think, a little bit skewed. And I believe that there's many entities that are now overwhelmed. When we saw what happened in Minneapolis, and what we're seeing right now with the Derek Chauvin case, and if you just look at the news, somebody kills their kids, somebody kills their wife, somebody abducts somebody else, and it's maybe it's because the media is highlighting crime, and we've always had this type of amount of crime, or maybe percentages are up. From what I've read, percentages are up. I've heard that violent crimes are up. People are becoming more deadly or in their acts. I told you, when my grandfather had a gun to his head when he was robbed, that was during the 60s when the robber would leave and not shoot you. He took the money, left. My grandfather got to live. Nowadays, it's a crapshoot. Many times you are going to get shot in the head because now you're a witness. Or person just feels like shooting. You know, I always thought, you know, to shoot somebody, it had to really overwhelm you. It had to be, it had to be something that you could, it's just against your nature, against your grain. And we are seeing people very easily kill one another, even in their own family. You know, when you hear people kill their wife, kill their husband, kill their kids, we have some major, major issues. And so you see how government wants to, government feels like it's their job, they need to do something. Because the public is saying, you need to do something, government, you need to jump in. So the government's like, well, what can we do? So can the government intervene with husbands and wives wanting to kill each other? Can the government intervene? They can, but they probably don't know how. So what does the government do? They go, okay, well, we need to stop guns. Let's start controlling guns. Or we need to maybe give less money to police officers. Let's defund them such that they get spanked. And if they're spanked, maybe they'll do their job better. And I don't know if those are the answers. I think many of us that understand the psychology of people are taking a look at what's going on. We're looking at this going, okay, no, we have some major issues. We just lost a Capitol police officer because somebody rammed their car into them. People are using whatever they want to as a vehicle to kill, as a vehicle to harm. Whether it's a gun, whether it's a knife, whether it's drowning, you know, their kids in a bathtub. We have people out there. That's the root. You know, it's not the weapon. It's the fact that we have people out there that want to kill or want to commit a crime or feel they need to steal or feel they need to commit a crime. Now, one of my listeners was a police officer, and he had said, you know, in the biblical times we had eye for an eye. Well, you know, the problem with an eye for an eye is you can have innocent people, unfortunately, then affected. So if somebody kills your daughter, and then you're going to go and kill their daughter, it's not the daughter's fault. And that's not really what happened in the Bible. But eye for an eye, yes, I can see how that might persuade some people to not commit a crime. But if you look at law enforcement throughout the years, it was, if you are going to do a crime or commit a crime, you are going to be punished. And you are going to be punished by going to jail, by maybe doing hard labor, by eye for an eye, you know, you will be punished. And what I think a lot of people are missing is there are some people that either don't care about the punishment. Punishment doesn't work. Maybe they like the punishment. You know, there's a select few out there that they get fed. They get a warm place to stay when they're in jail. And I'm not saying jail is the Hilton, but we think we are punishing a criminal and trying to use a negative behavior feedback for criminals. It's going, okay, well, if you do this, you're going to go to jail. Or you're going to. And that might not exactly be what makes them tick. They might not be afraid of jail. That might not be why they're committing the crime. Or your negative feedback mechanism might not be what is going to drive them one way or another with their behavior. You know, when you watch, you know, some of these shows and they're really dramatized and they have these serial killers, or Dexter is a good example. You have this guy that is a blood splatter expert for the police, and he just feels like he has to kill bad guys. That's what it's about. And he has this innate need to kill bad guys. We like him because he's killing bad guys and he's not killing good guys, but we also think he's weird and he's got a screw loose. Okay? Yeah, he doesn't want to go to jail, But knowing that there's jail, knowing that there's police, doesn't stop him. And even though that's a TV show, when I, with my limited psychological background and what I was trained in medical school, when I see those types of behaviors, it does kind of shed a light on why some people commit crimes. They want to get away with it. Epstein knew it was wrong to sleep with minors and to traffic them. He knew it was wrong. He knew he could go to jail, but jail didn't scare him. Jail didn't stop him. It was that need to, I can get away with it, or I could make money. So if there are incentives with stealing, maybe we figure out how to attack the de-incentivization of it, where, you know what, it's really not worth it. It's going to be more painful than not to try to make money that way. Or when it comes to, there was another example I wanted to give you in terms of, drugs. And that, there's in medicine, when we wanted to get you off alcohol, we would give you a medication, Anabuse, that would make you so sick if you drank alcohol that you didn't want to drink alcohol. The concept was actually brilliant in terms of retraining your brain to not want to drink the alcohol because you would feel sick. But then some people would say, to heck with that, I just won't take the pill, and so then I don't get sick. So you ask, why are you drinking? And if you ask somebody who is very dependent on alcohol, their reasons to drink vary. It's not that they want to get drunk. It's that they're fighting the pain. Either the emotional pain, they're fighting the physical pain. And you're thinking to yourself, but alcohol is going to be making you more pain. But that's not the connection they make. So the connections people are making when it comes to killing somebody, when it comes to stealing, when it comes to, fraud and all trafficking and all the other things they're doing, is there's a different logic. Some of these traffickers, you would think are the most insane people on this earth, and they might follow a logic. Well, this is a business. It's a business model. Right? We're helping the migrants because what we're doing is they have another logic. And so our archaic, well, if you do something wrong, you're going to go to jail, might not be, I think we're seeing it fail. Now, some of us, it works. For me, it works. I felt so guilty with the parking place. Immediately changed parking place once there was no parking place. Now I feel happy. I'm like, whew, yeah. But, what if you shoplifted something and you got away with it and you felt a little buzz from that? I wouldn't. I'd feel guilty. But you felt a buzz from that. Right? You might want to do it again. Say, oh, I could get away with it. I could get away with it. I could become famous for this. I could become known that I could beat the system. Some people, they just want to beat the system. Some people feel it's a power trip that they can control somebody's destiny of being on this earth or not. And then sometimes people, they just can't control their emotions, or they don't really want to kill, but they can't control that animalistic aspect to them, and they just kill. So, I know I'm kind of being long-winded with this, but we are a long ways away from approaching our crime issue and issues we have in law enforcement as our approach to crime, because I think many of us either don't have the resources or we don't have the time to really figure out the roots of why some of these crimes are being done. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Guardsmen and local law enforcement used pepper spray and flashbangs to disperse protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Tuesday as tensions ran high for a third straight night following the cop killing of Dante Wright. 60 people in the area were arrested Tuesday night. Dante was being arrested for an armed robbery warrant when the cop mistook her service revolver for a taser during the struggle. Health officials stress that there have been no reports of serious side effects with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, and even with J&J, there's only 6 cases of blood clots reported so far. Janet Woodcock, the acting Food and Drug Administration commissioner, said the pause could be for a matter of days. A CNN director admitted that the network actively worked to get President Trump out of office, even creating propaganda on issues they knew little about to further the goal. In a secretly recorded conversation, CNN technical director Charlie Chester said, "Look what we did. We, as in CNN, got Trump out." USA Radio News. Coinbase, the country's largest cryptocurrency exchange, is expected to go public today at what could be a valuation better than $100 billion. This gives crypto a Wall Street seal of legitimacy after an early existence marred by ties to illicit goods. The Nasdaq last night gave Coinbase a $250 per share reference price. Several former Trump administration officials are starting a new political group looking to promote the 45th president's policies. Former Trump domestic policy head Brooke Rollins announced the launch of the America First Policy Institute in a video on Tuesday. Former Trump White House advisors Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump will be informal advisors to the new group. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday will try to advance a bill that could lead to reparations for black Americans as part of a broader effort to address centuries of enslavement. It does face an uphill climb in Congress, where prominent Republicans oppose the measure, and none have joined the 175 Democrats who signed on as co-sponsors. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Coinbase is set to become the first major cryptocurrency exchange to be listed on Wall Street. Its valuation is about $100 billion. I've already kind of looked it up on the stock market. It is expected... They are allowing it to, I guess, open at 250, but before you and I even get to see it, they believe the opening price of the share is going to be expected to start around $340 a share. I don't understand this whole cryptocurrency. I just don't get fake money. I don't get that. But then I guess that, you know, everything we're doing right now with credit cards, it's fake. It's not like I saw the cash for... You know, the IKEA piece of furniture I bought, it was just on the credit card. But CEO Brian Armstrong has a 20% stake in the company, set to become a billionaire today. firm's valuation estimated to be between $65 billion and $100 billion. Why don't I just make a company and just put it on the stock market? I mean, dang, really? You get to make that much money just by going on the stock market. It's called Coinbase. I guess. Firm's chief executive is a former Airbnb engineer, Brian Armstrong. He is going to be one of the world's richest men. Coinbase is making its initial public offering of stock on the NASDAQ. Cryptocurrency seems to be pretty big. Bitcoin is the biggest cryptocurrency. It hit a record of over 63,000 on Tuesday. I'm not sure. I haven't really been following how these companies have been doing. But Coinbase is going to go public. Apparently, cryptocurrencies is this drive now where you have a new sort of currency, shall we say. And I don't know where that goes in terms of companies. I know that there's, or in terms of inflation, in terms of how, you know, you can, people, there are ransom hackers that are using Bitcoin and cryptocurrency to ransom. I mean, one of the reasons why I'm not getting involved in cryptocurrency is because somebody ransoms me and says, I need this much Bitcoin. I don't have Bitcoin. I have about $20 in my wallet, okay? I got a lot of change. I got a lot of quarters and nickels and dimes. I don't even know where to purchase Bitcoin. It's interesting. My kids used to play World of Warcraft, and I guess you could buy something called cheats, or I don't know, where you could buy extra coins, buy extra money. And when I play Candy Crush, you can buy extra lives. I don't do that. I don't want to spend money on a video game. But you could buy lives or buy gold that gives you more lives. And I guess this is a concept that's not very new. You guys might know more about it than I do. I get very nervous. Maybe it's because I don't get nervous about a lot of things, but then something just sounds, I'm too old school. I'm like, money should be something that you actually can see in your hand. But we're getting away from that. We're getting away from actually having money in your hand. Maybe it's because of COVID. Maybe it's because people get, you know, held up and mugged. No sense mugging somebody if they're not going to have money. Although that gentleman who was walking his dog in Philly a couple months ago, he was killed. Didn't have his wallet on him because no need to carry your wallet. I never carry my wallet when I walk the dog. And he unfortunately was shot anyway. But the I guess investors want to invest in something that will attract other investors. There's a lot of hype that happens with this. Remember I taught you guys about how unattractive people many times are attractive and why? It's because they kind of know how to build the hype around them. You saw what happened with GME and AMC stock. I mean, they exploded. Because people are like, oh, yeah, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. What we see on TikTok, what we see on Instagram, these stars. Like, why are they stars? Well, because everybody watches them. Well, if everybody watches them, there must be a reason. I can't tell you how many talented people are out there. Nobody knows about them, so they don't get famous. But somebody knows how to get that hype, get everybody to start jumping on it and going viral. There's value to that. Apparently, there are 43 million verified Coinbase users that were clocked in the year 2020. 2.8 million making transactions monthly. So its revenue more than doubled, $1.14 billion last year. Company swung a profit of $322.3 million. And they're going to do a direct listing with Coinbase so insiders and early investors could convert their stakes in the company into publicly traded stock. Now, what is Coinbase's coin, C-O-I-N. So Wall Street thinks the company is going to be valued at $100 billion, and I think the world is losing their mind. I think the idea of by the way, the billionaire Brian Armstrong, he's only 38 years old. I know, man, these are kids. Now somebody in their 30s is a kid. We noticed that. Do you notice that? You know, with Facebook and Twitter. These are young, barely touching middle age. That's you know, they obviously understand younger people. They obviously understand the market. A lot of us Gen X's or boomers kind of looking at this going, okay, well, I guess this is the thing to do. But I'm very cautious, you know, as I see my patients pick and choose what they're going to spend their money on as inflation goes up. And I, all the time, I'm trying to convince somebody, you know, you got that mass, you got that lump, go get it taken care of. It's too expensive. Now you got to go to the doctor. You got to get that. No, it's too expensive. I go, look, you know, this is spreading. I'm worried about you. And, you know, people are making choices. And they're making these choices based on the value of things. So, yes, I watch the value. I watch what happens with the economy. And the more expensive something gets, people have to triage. They have to prioritize what they're going to spend. They always let their health go by the wayside. Why? Why is health spending something that is a choice? I mean, I look at somebody's condition going, okay, there's no choice. This could be getting worse. You have to go now. And no, people pause. I do. I have medical things I need to take care of. I pause because it'll be expensive. It'll cost me money. I have a high deductible. I'm going to have to come out of pocket. By the way, the insurance, we get screwed with insurance. We're coming into April. Well, we're mid-April, right? So we have less than 8 months less of the year, and I have to meet my deductible for it to finally kick in. I'm not going to meet my deductible in the next 8 months, and then it starts all over again. So I feel like I'm getting screwed. And so I worry about how the economy is going in terms of, yeah, maybe the jobs are going to open up, maybe restaurants are going to be busy again, maybe bars are going to open up, maybe we'll see sports. But I see inflation, and I see prices rising. And I see maybe cryptocurrency helping that along as that allows a whole new dimension to commerce. And it also allows, I think, prices to be at different price points because it's, again, virtual in a way. And, you know, is that going to benefit the health industry sector or not? I mean, if you run out of your Bitcoin, if you don't have, right, cryptocurrency, if you run out of your coin and, you know, and you don't have enough hard money, I don't really see that as a benefit to the health industry. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with this, but you guys probably know more about it. But, I mean, would you invest in something like that? You know, I mean, why is cryptocurrency becoming as big if and will possibly be the currency of the future? I just don't trust it. Gold went up a little bit the other day, but I don't buy gold. Where am I going to put gold? Gold is expensive. Where am I going to put it? So, I don't know. I think a lot of us are going to be in a very precarious position. That's just me. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have any of you guys ever been bitten by a snake? You know what to do if you were bit by a snake? I'm gonna tell you what to do. One thing that helps is some anti-venom. But before that, if you ever get bit by a snake, I would call 911. If there's any chance that snake could be venomous or you just don't know, call 911. You should, if you do have somebody near you, all right, see if they can take a picture of the snake or at least remember what that snake looked like. Because if there is a type of antivenom, it could maybe help. It had this rattling sound. It had a rattle, on its tail. Okay, well then, It kind of slithered differently, like to its side, and it was very smooth. Okay, well, maybe it's a sidewinder. But I always recommend calling 911 because you don't know if you're going to start having trouble breathing, if you're going to lose consciousness. So if you do have a buddy that got bit by a snake, don't start trying to suck out the venom. We're not doing any of that anymore. We don't try and suck out the venom. We don't try to cut the wound and cut the bite out of the wound. We don't ice it. We don't try to tourniquet it. We just don't do that anymore. We don't pour alcohol on it. What we do is we want to get the person away from the snake. Just in case the person is going to start losing breathing or become syncopal, dizzy, we make sure they lie down because we don't want them to faint, hit their head. Again, make sure they are away from the snake, if you could do this. You want to keep the person calm. You don't want the heart rate, super high. It's spreading the venom even faster, even though the heart's going to beat anyway pretty high. You want the wound below the level of the heart, they say, rather than elevating it to drain it. We want it lower. Hopefully with gravity, it might stay less away from the heart. You want to cover the wound because it's an open wound. It can still get infected, but loose. But a big thing a lot of people forget to do is you got to remove the watch. You got to remove the jewelry because that extremity can start to swell. If they were bit in the leg, take off the socks and shoes. Be careful rolling up their pants leg just in case that starts to become a tourniquet. But if they don't care about the pants, maybe cut it because emergency medical teams might want to get access to it. This way they don't have to rip off the person's pants. But, yeah, we really do not suck the venom out. We don't do that anymore. And then, in the hospital setting, if we think you need antivenom, something to help block what that could be doing, we'll administer it. We'll also give you a tetanus shot. We'll do fluids. We'll symptomatic measures. If we think you're going to stop breathing, we might give you epinephrine. We'll give you oxygen. So there's a variety of things we do from the hospital setting. But with snake bites, just a review, get them away from the snake. If you can kind of have a mental image or a picture of the snake, that'll help the ER doc or ER personnel. Call 911. Keep the person lying down. Keep the wound low. Don't elevate the wound. Take off socks, shoes, jewelry, and keep it loosely covered. All right? Well, in San Diego, a worker had to be rushed to the hospital because he was bitten by a venomous African bush viper snake. Now, I don't believe there's any known anti-venom. He was bitten in a private area, they say, and their condition has not been released. Now, when I read that, I was like, well, he was bitten in a private area. Maybe he was bitten, not out in front of everybody, but in the back when they're feeding the snake. Or no, I think maybe they meant that he was bitten by the niblets, I guess. I'm not sure. But either way, that's, well. So they say the zoo worker was rushed to the hospital, and the fangs can kill. It could cause organ and tissue death. He was caring for this African bush viper at a private area of San Diego Zoo. There we go. I knew it was a private area. All right. I saw a report. They were like, he got bit in the privates. No, he didn't. It was at a private area at San Diego Zoo. No other updates given on the condition or where he was bit. My guess would be his arm, but still. Now, they say, although the San Diego Zoo cares for a number of venomous reptiles, incidents like this are very rare, and the snake was contained at all times with no risk of escape, according to the zoo. They said the African bush viper's venom can cause serious kidney damage, disrupt blood clotting and flow, cause inflammation, hemorrhaging, and tissue death. I'm looking at the snake. It's actually a gorgeous snake. I mean, the snake looks mean. You don't see the fangs because they kind of plunge them. What's the word for where they not retract, but maybe the, I forget the term, where they're hidden and then all of a sudden they come out. But it's a beautiful snake. It's exquisite. But the hospital had a snake and they didn't apparently have antivenom. So not always a disaster. I don't think we have antivenom for everything out there. But unfortunately, this snake could kill. They said there's been at least one recorded death, according to the Department of Defense's Living Hazards database. Living Hazards. I wonder if I would ever be reported as a living hazard. The snake's color pales from pale green to olive or reddish brown. Its belly is either yellow or green with thick black spots. So if you see something like this around your house, it's not usually native to America. The maximum length is about 30 inches. The snakes are smaller than many in the viper family. To make up for it, they have these dorsal scales that make them look like a dragon. It's really a gorgeous snake. I got to tell you guys, it is gorgeous. I'm looking right now at one, and it does. It looks like a dragon. I just want to cuddle it. So, anyway, hopefully he's okay. The African bush viper is called the Atheris squamigera. Grows up to 24 inches, can get as long as 30. The tips of the snake scales project away from the body, giving it a rough, rasp-like appearance. Sometimes compared to that of a dragon, they are usually nocturnal. They like to hang out in trees, but they may come out during the day to bask in the sun. They will feed on small rodents on the forest floor and in the wild. We usually see them in rainforests, open woodland bordering forests, swamps in central African countries along the Gabon River. And what their venom can do is destroy red blood cells, disrupt blood clotting and flow, causing inflammation, hemorrhaging, and tissue death. So that's snakes for you. This is why I don't work in a zoo. Honestly, I love animals, but I could just see myself get bit. You know, you forget. I don't know if you guys have pets, but I really urge you to get pets that like you and not dislike you, because you're being watched. I have an animal that I don't think likes me. We adopted her from my ex-boss, and he is a good guy, and he was all men in the house until he remarried, and the wife is allergic, so we have the cat, and the cat doesn't like women, probably because, you know, the cat had to be away, you know, from maybe most of the house and the activities, right, once, you know, females got involved. And me, I'm very lovey-dovey to kitty cats, too. And I'm like, oh, kissy-kissy, and she doesn't want anything to do with me. And she will sit there, and I'm just doing my thing, I'm working, I'm typing or whatever, and I'll look up, and I just see her staring at me like plotting my death. I mean, just, you know, I mean, animals, you might think, don't care, and they have their own animal world, and they have their own drama, but we're being watched. There was a lizard, and I had no idea that the cat brought the lizard in, and I'm just sitting there working, doing my thing, and I look over, and it's a lizard just staring at me, just watching me in awe, like, oh, wow, Dr. Dolly is so interesting. Maybe he thought I was accidentally going to hit it or kill it, and I didn't. I have no reason to kill a lizard, but they watch you. They're, you know, we're always being hunted. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.